Did you happen to watch the Great Australian Spelling Bee last night?
You know, I missed it. I had another commitment, but it's a pretty high pressure, intense little pressure cooker.
Yes!
Isn't it?
Okay, so I actually don't get to watch much TV, Justin, but I did watch this last night and it just kind of happened to be on and the kids were there and they were loving it. Hosanna, our daughter who's in kindy, got out her piece of paper and her pencil and was trying to spell all the words. So I was thinking, okay, this is a win. She's kind of, you know, learning at the same time. But I just felt for the kids. I actually teared up because when they got the word wrong, they were emotional. A lot of them cried. And I felt like, oh, I just don't know if that's healthy for them to be in that environment. I was keen to see what you thought about that.
I don't like it. I don't think that our children's educational and academic accomplishments should be turned into a gladiatorial contest in the Coliseum of Channel 7 or 10 or whatever it is. It's not fair on the children.
Mm.
And there are also, I think, some other substantial challenges for the children's well-being, and I would hope that their well-being is being considered rather than just TV ratings. I don't like that kind of a contest.
Yeah.
It ultimately sets all children but one up to fail. And whether they are failures or not, I mean, we would always say, they can spell words that you and I can't spell. So we would say they're not failures, they're brilliant. But
yeah,
it's not our perception that matters, it's theirs. And unfortunately, when they fail all too often, they're going to go home and feel like they're failures. They're not going to feel like their successes. And I'm far from convinced that this is a healthy way for our children to be exploited.